The Northern Ireland Open back in Belfast next month. What's the importance of this? It's obviously a big gig.
Well, it's important to me, obviously, to get a tournament on home soil for a change, and could be important to Northern Ireland snooker in the grassroots level to maybe attract new players, and could be important to Northern Ireland as a whole, as a sporting event and a sporting spectacle to get see the best players in the world now come to Northern Ireland.
First time it's been here for 8 years. I mean, why was it away for so long?
Who knows? I know that the company that was originally sponsoring the event back then went bust, obviously, with a recession hit in 2008 or 2007. Snooker was one of the first things to go, but now with Barry Hearn sort of taking over, he presents new opportunities, and his first port of call was to get new tournaments overseas. Now he's done all that, we need to get more tournaments in the UK and on home soil, and he's done that again this season with new tournaments added in Manchester, Glasgow and of course Belfast. So it's a great opportunity for the UK players now to express themselves in front of their home fans.
128 of the world's leading snooker players will be at the Northern Ireland Open at Titanic Quarter next month, including your good self. How do you fancy your chances with home advantage, Mark?
Yeah, well, home advantage sometimes brings its own pressure as well, but it's something I've dealt with pretty well in the past. My form of late result-wise has not been great, but I feel like I've played pretty well. I've just come up against players that have played that little bit better on each day, so I feel like I've played well. I'm working very hard on the practice table, which is all you can really ever do to try and get through a run of no poor results, but hopefully I can be spurred on by the home crowd and give them something to cheer about.
You've tweeted recently you feel unlucky at the moment. It seems a bit of a contradiction to a man who uses sports psychology to bring your level up. It's worked well for you, but why do you feel unlucky? Surely you can work that out logically.
Yeah, unlucky maybe isn't the right word. Sometimes on social media it's easy to take things the wrong way, but I feel I've been unfortunate in the sense that I've played well in matches and my opponents have played exceptionally well. On probably pretty much 9 days out of 10, I'd have won the matches in question. At the minute, just with the way things are going, it happens to continually be the 1 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, case in point, how disappointed were you to be beaten by Yan Bing To? Apologies, I haven't got the surname right. 16 years of age in the English Open. That must have hurt. How do you feel about that looking back?
Yeah, it was frustrating because I felt like I played well in the match. Just the young Chinese kids coming through are very, very dangerous. There's Yan and two others, Zhu Yulong and Zhao Bingtao, or Zhao Xingtong. They look head and shoulders above the rest of the current young stars coming through, whether that be in China or the rest of the world. I was unfortunate in the sense that I felt like I played good shots on numerous occasions and got punished. I think with Yan Bingtao's style of play, he leads himself to beating many of the world's top players, but unfortunately with a similar style of play, could lose to a few unknowns as well. He's very aggressive, goes for a lot of shots. Just happened to be on the day against me, he got pretty much everything he went for.
Will we be seeing more of him? Is he a sort of Chinese Hendry?
I wouldn't go that far. Henry's in a different category together. No, Henry is my sort of sporting hero when it comes to snooker, and what he's done in the game will probably never be equaled. And a bit too early to say that the young Chinese boys will be someone like Henry, but they're definitely going the right direction. Those three Chinese kids that I mentioned, very, very bright futures in the game and could go on to win many, many tournaments, but it's a bit early yet.
You're heading over to China on Saturday. A bit about that tournament, and is there a particular Chinese approach that you'll be watching very closely? Does that make you change your own game because you're up against these younger players, maybe with a different way of playing snooker?
Not really. I think, this tournament in particular, the young boys in question won't be in the tournament. It's only really for the top sort of 16 players.
Where is it in China?
It's in a place called Guangzhou. It's probably the third biggest city behind Beijing and Shanghai. It's a new event for us. We've never been there before, so looking forward to getting my teeth stuck into a new event and big money event as well. It's going to be like the Chinese Masters style event. So, plenty to look forward to. But going back to your question about different styles of play, I try and play my own game regardless of who I'm playing. I think I've got a good enough game whenever I'm at my best and not have to worry about my opponent.
You're have been critical of aspects of snooker over the years. How are things now? Because it's obviously expanded greatly. A lot of money's coming into the game. Is it under good control with Barry Hearn, and how should he take it further forward?
Well, who knows? Barry's the businessman, but no, players will always have opinions. The problem is most players keep them themselves.
What's wrong at the minute? Spill the dirt.
To be honest, nothing's overly wrong. It's just there's a lot of travelling. It's hard being away from home all the time. And whenever Barry Hearn took over, we were crying out for more tournaments. There were 6 or 7 events in the year. Now there's about 30 events. Now we're crying out for less tournaments because we're away too much. So, you know, you can't please all the people all the time, as the saying goes. But no, if you imagine your own line of work, if there was working conditions that you weren't happy with, you know, I'm sure you'd speak out. And it's the same for us. It's no different just because we happen to be playing sport on TV.
Presumably, you're in the top 10, and that's fantastic considering the number of players in the game. Have you got an ambition to get to the top 5? Daring to think about being maybe the top world snooker player sometime in the future, a kind of a green beige version of Rory McIlroy? Any ambition there?
It would be nice. It's the way the rankings work now, that whoever wins the World Championships come May is going to have a very good chance of being world number one. So even though I'm number 10 at the minute, now I'm in a position where if I was to win the World Championships, I would probably go to world number one. So I think if just winning tournaments and the rankings take care of themselves, no, my ambition doesn't change week to week. I want to win the tournament that I'm about to go to. No, and if I can do that on a regular basis, then the rankings are going to take care of themselves.
Couple more things, Mark Allen. You were once a young Antrim lad, and snooker was your path to success. Are the grassroots being taken care of still properly? Are young people in Antrim, Ballymena and beyond, across Northern Ireland, getting enough tuition so that they can have the path that you had to the top?
In a word, no. Not enough's being done to bring junior snooker in Northern Ireland forward. New people are involved this year to try and help with that, but it's a long road ahead, I feel. And you know, myself and Joe Swale, we tried to get a programme off the ground about 2 years ago through Stormont. Our business proposal got passed by Martin McGuinness and Arlene Foster, but to then be sort of turned down when it come to funding after the MP's expense scandal hit the front pages, so our business idea was put on hold. But that would have been something to get grassroots level back up and running. Myself and Joe were going to take time, go around the country putting on tournaments for young ones, coaching for young ones, you know, on a weekly and monthly basis, and try and get the numbers, you know, up, because we were both fortunate, although Joe was maybe a generation before me, that the numbers were always very, very high. And if the numbers are high, you'll have people to learn from and feed off as you progress. Unfortunately, that's just not there at the minute.
Final thought, Mark Allen. Great to talk to you. Have a great journey over to China at the tournament. We hope you do well. We hope you're the pride of Antrim at that. And indeed at Coventry a number of days later, ahead of the Northern Ireland Open, which starts around the 14th of November.
14th of November, yeah.
Titanic in Belfast. I suppose there are a wheen of tickets left, as they say in County Antrim.
There should be. I think there's been quite a few already sold from my match. Obviously, a lot of the local boys from the club here going up to support me. And obviously, Jordan Brown, who's from the club as well, is going to be playing the event. Lots of home support, but I'm sure there'll be a few tickets still left.
Great to talk to you, Mark.
Thank you.